Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from John's Gospel chapter 11 and we're reading verses 20 to 32.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Our focus is on verse 28. The teacher is asking for you. Initially, Mary had stayed at home whilst her older sister, Martha, went to greet Jesus. Whatever the reason behind her staying, a difference between the sisters is noted as Martha takes the lead in meeting Jesus. But then Martha returns to tell Mary that Jesus is asking for you. The younger sister is not ignored, not forgotten, not left until Jesus arrived in the home. Jesus waits outside the village to give Mary the same public recognition as her older sister. It also gives Mary the opportunity to show publicly her devotion to Christ as she falls at his feet. Perhaps we feel overshadowed by older siblings, by friends or work colleagues. People with more get-up-and-go than us. People who take the initiative. People who are more confident than we are. Maybe whilst others are out and about, so to speak, we've stayed at home. Well, as with Mary, Jesus recognises us for who we are, just as special, just as valued, just as important as anyone else. He knows our names, so, like Mary, let's be quick to respond to Christ's call to show our love for him and have time with him, one to one. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you call us by name. Thank you that we are precious to you and you want us to enjoy a deep friendship with you. Help us to show that same respect to others, whoever they are. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.